say yes. Not to this extent. There's not been that much water before.
I think the only obligation we have, I see, is trying to put a, extend that curb to protect that one corner house. But this gravel road's been there. You know, yeah, it may have kicked up some dirt because gravel could have used it recently, but it's private.
Well, then we haven't seen rains like we've just seen ever in that short period of time.
I mean, I looked at it and said maybe we curbed it. I mean, even if we did something, it's got to go somewhere. I mean, I don't see how to fix it without putting, like you said, grates or something.
This is a private road?
This is private, and this is a driveway. I mean, our service is basically stop right here. And we caused this little washout area with the curb, which we could fix with a couple yards of concrete.
Because the water hit here and ran here?
Ran here and then just...
Otherwise, it would have ran down through here?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So we washed out. He has a section of about 5 foot by the width of his driveway that is rock. And the rock got eroded a little bit because of the curb stopped and just... Of course, it was in huge rainfall anyway.
Let's end this discussion. Yeah. Anything that's not county needs to be brought in under a different circumstance that they may have to fix themselves because it's on a private road. If they need to, we might give them some advice about grid or a culvert system. We might be an advisory type person, but if it's not county, it's not our problem.
Gotcha.
Because we're not going to have that kind of rain, hopefully, again for a while. But
all right, yard signs, children at play?
Yield signs.
Oh, yard signs.
Yield signs.
Oh, my God, I didn't even borrow those glasses.
Our guy that puts up our signs has asked me a question about, he read somewhere, and I think it's in some of LTAP's rules or whatever, work, and I don't know if you guys have any contacts with that. We need to find out if it pertains to us or if it's a MoDOT thing, but they're saying in January 2011 that all yield signs should be 36-inch size. Well, ours are not that size. I think they're 30-inch pretty much. But we have 40 total yield signs throughout the county, and I didn't want to have to start replacing yield signs unless they were faded out and time to replace. But who can we find out that?
When is the time frame? When did you say it had to be done?
It was already supposed to be in compliance, but I was trying to find out if that even pertained to county roads or is it state roads? Or there, I don't know, a contact person.
Let me find
this out.
This is about the yield signs, right?
Yes.
See, I met with the Department of Transportation when I was in D.C. because there's another one coming about. Reflective stop signs. There's a new ordinance that's coming out, and that's going to be grandfathered in. Basically, as you replace one, you put the rule was this: you don't have to replace them all. As one goes bad, you have to replace the new one. So they know it's going to be years before you start. Basically, you start ordering the new compliance ones, and you don't mess with the old ones.
And that I guess would be in the same way with these yield signs. Maybe they would let you grandfather in because that.
The answer is I could get you a contact. I mean, this standard came from the federal level, correct?
I'm going to assume so. I don't
I would
know
assume
that
so,
for sure.
So. I'll get you a contact that I had, and then I bet you we'll get to somebody much lower than them to see who will answer that question.
Yeah, with 1,200 cuts, there's no telling. You can't give a reference to who the person to contact is anymore.
I've got...
The other item on there was, I was kind of wanting your guys' opinion on children at play signs.
Children at play signs are, as we've been here all this time, couldn't put enough of them up if you decided to start. So unless it's a cooperative effort with whoever the subdivision owner or whatever, wanted to do, there's no way that we can put up enough signs throughout the county that everybody would want on every corner a children at play sign.
One item that come up during a seminar was that, and I don't remember if this was in the city or whatever, but that if we put up children at play signs, they can hold us liable if a child gets hit or hurt within the roadway. And so I didn't know if we wanted to try to phase these out, make them go away.
I know we have in three or four places that I know of that where there's have been children at play signs, and we've took them down because there's no more kids live in that particular area that's on county roads. My opinion to that is if you've got one up in an area, you leave it. But if you have to add one on an individual basis, they need to come and talk to us. Ben, our main response would be, and that's just one commissioner, we're sitting here with three. They come and talk to Road and Bridge, and it has to come before the commission before we would ever even consider it. And I'm not for adding any more of those. That is some responsibility to the community. Most of these lay within subdivisions or areas where you start to approach a subdivision.
I tell you, I think we need to be very careful, and we probably should consult counsel if there are liability issues, and then perhaps have a written policy based upon whether or not we should move forward that way.
We changed that, Ron, and actually have something wrote up. This came up 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's something in the minutes wrote up about this very issue.
Do we have a written policy aside from what was done in the minutes? Have we?
I'm not aware of a policy.
Well, we'd have to look and see, but I know it's in the minutes where we documented.
Randy, is that way you can kind of work with Kathy, and Kathy can try to search old minutes about what we've done in the past?
We can. We'll see if we can find any.
I mean, you can always help our staff. You've got Kathy and Deborah that may be able to help dig up that. But I think you're right. We need to get a policy if we don't have one through the minutes and just get a standard answer.
Several years ago, we never put them up at all, and then went through a phase where we'd put up some and we wouldn't put them up.
I think we're all trying to avoid that. Let's be very consistent until the citizens know. If they want a sign, what do? Do they have to pay for it? Can we provide that they pay for it? I mean,
so you can. Jim, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're fine.
This has a lot to do with what we're talking about. I can take you and show you basketball goals that are set at the side of county roads where they let their kids play
in the
basketball
county.
Off of the county road asphalt with basketball goals setting on the easement line. So we have to be very careful about the way we do this, but citizens have to take their own responsibility.
We've just recently I've had same crews to remove two of these. One was a school bus complaint that the school bus was hitting one of them, so we had it removed off the
right.
roadway. And it's these portable basketball goals.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
Anytime one of those spotted on the road, I'd like to have it turned into Road and Bridge and either a letter sent in response to know that we know it's there and have it removed. Hard noses this morning, don't we?
I give you each a list. This basically, you wanted us to prioritize our upcoming chip and seal list. I pretty well put them in an order. The first two, except for the first two on the very top of the list, them's two new roads. Them's the only two new roads that's on this list. These are currently base roads. Then the next roads on these are all of our currently hot mat overlay roads, 1 through 8, basically. Then they range down from there. I kind of prioritize them to how many people actually lived on the road or the amount of traffic, and then as you get farther down the list, it gets less residents or less traffic. So, but total miles is about 38.7 miles. Is what we currently have on the list, and we're looking at material cost, and we figured this on about the new price of our oil coming up. Road oil is going to cost us $402,000, chips about $38,000, so right around about $440,000 to $450,000 to chip seal that amount.
$440,000?
Yeah, about $440,000.
It's $370,000 here, but it's now $440,000.
Right.
So it's gone up.
It's gone up, but
not much. Okay.
And then we plan just right now. We just have two roads to overlay. Owl Colony being one, and Coon Creek being the other. Then that leaves the rest of the amount to, we've got a lot of patchwork. I mean, these guys got patchwork all over the place. Some of this was caused by the flooding, so we're going to have that all documented.
Great.
But there was numerous places of roads that they had to dig out soft spots, so that leaves us a little bit of room for buying a lot of mix to patch with.
And that's under the budget amount, I think. We budgeted more than that. Didn't we budget $750,000 for this?
Well,
actually, we had $700,000 and some for road oil and
$600,000 for the.
But you got a lot of mixed. I mean, patching to do.
Right, right. And we didn't want to run over that amount. You guys had.
Yeah.
Tried to keep us too, so that gives us a little bit of room. And then as the summer goes on, as we get some of this done, while we can come back and we can reevaluate, and there may be other roads coming up that you guys may want to do, or right. We'll see how things
I think also, Randy, based upon how severe the road damage is, it may be necessary to amend our existing budget because of the revenues we'll be bringing in from potential federal government or whomever, as well as the expenditure line, which we are entitled to do that if we anticipate some of those revenues. But
are any of these roads, were they added because of the flood, or these are just were on the this was the plan?
This was the plan originally. Okay. No roads were added due to the flood. Okay. That's all going to be repaired and documented separate.
Okay.
So.
Great. Perfect.
But now, Randy, you also have to consider that some of these roads that we're doing now, because it's their time to be done, some of these are way overdue because of ice storms. I mean, we had two years that we missed out on. I can look here and see one road that I received, well, actually there's two roads there that I received complaints on 3 years ago because the ice storm interfered, and they were due in their five-year cycle at that point, and now we're just now getting to them.
We actually, in our normal cycle, we should be doing around 60 to 70 miles. So there's going to be several miles that has the same age as these on the list that we're not going to be able to do because of. But I tried to pick the ones that we didn't think would make it till next year. So
I'll talk to you later about some of the roads that I've had complaints from the citizens on. It's been a while, and then we'll review those for spider web, alligator cracks, all those things that we consider when we start doing this. But we're not approving this list today. I guess it's just a presentation.
Yeah, this is just for your guys' information. And
but if we don't do anything, you're going forward with this list in that order, right?
We're prepping the roads, these guys are working on some of these, prepping them as they get some of this flood damage fixed, and we can get back to some of these. They're currently working on this, but, I mean, we can change it. We can change anything about any time or add one or take out, but it's just.
I mean, it's kind of like, it is kind of approved unless otherwise we tell you not to.
Right.
Well, let's review. Some of these roads will be reviewed, and then we'll.
Right. Okay.
This is a Tim Pierce at Forsyth School come in, and I'm going to talk with a resident down here at the end of Cotton Rock. They're having trouble with the turnaround. They're currently using Camelot Road to turn around, and the child's had to walk about 1,200 feet up there. we're looking at the, where Judy Street intersects with the end of Cotton Rock there. I'm going to go talk to the residents. I think it's a public street, but I told him I would talk to you guys. Is that possible to maintain just the entrance of Judy to make that a place for the school bus to turn around?
Basically, make it a hammerhead kind of thing?
Hammerhead type. What his concern is, if they start using it and there's damage caused, they want to know. They don't want to turn around in a place that the county's not maintaining or got a good maintenance where they know it's going to be accessible.
It's right on somebody's.
And usable.
And that's an easement or is that a private drive?
There's no turnaround. Do what? No.
Is that a private drive? Is it an easement?
I think it's a public road. There's 3-4 homes use it. It's just a public access road there
I'm open to it.
I mean, you're looking for an easement?
Well, no, open
no,
just making a hammerhead.
He's just wanting to know that we will maintain at least 30 to 40 feet of this roadway, the entrance there, so they can assure getting a bus turned around.
Do we maintain all the way? How are we going to
Cotton Rock? We go past Cotton Rock all the way down to the lake.
What about a cul-de-sac at the end of that road?
Well, that's another.
At the chip and seal would be better. At the end of the chip and seal for wintertime, would give our trucks a lot better place to turn around. It'd be better if we built a hammerhead right at the end for chip and seal. On past it is a gravel road going for lake access, but our chip and seal, that'd be do us better. That way we'd have to target.
Okay, then you just opened up another door there. Wait just a second. You said this is lake access. Is this core down here?
Yes.
Well, let us talk to them. They let us do it on the other location. Let's see if we can't get a cul-de-sac at the end of that road.
He's looking for something for next school season. He's not worried about it. This year he's going to finish out what he's currently doing.
You know, like we
now.
Did down at
Does it make any difference to the school which spot
no.
this would be?
As long as they got a good turnaround there.
Well, if it would help us to turn our trucks around, then let's keep that in mind. And
very much.
If it's a hammerhead or cul-de-sac or something.
Probably 300 yards more to it or 400.
Well, we're already maintained to the end of that farm anyway.
Right. We maintain all of it at the lake, so that would be the best solution.
Yeah. What's the name of this lake access?
Cotton Rock Road.
Cotton Rock, and it's on the list?
Yeah.
Okay, let me just add that to
all of these. All of these are on that.
Yeah. What I'll do is I'll ask him for 100.
Is KK20?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a road number.
120-foot cul-de-sac right at the end of that thing right there. And they let us do it before.
You mean out on their property?
Yeah, it doesn't cost us anything when we do that.
Because I'm looking, well, we got a huge right-of-way there, mm-hmm. It looks like.
How much time we got left? I've got two items and I'm done.
You're just right on the edge here.
Right on the edge.
No, go ahead. I just carried them over.
I need a clarification on dirt agreements. I've called most of these that were in the list I brought you before. Most of these people just want free loads. I've got one that you take all we can haul to him. Is there a limit?
Didn't we have the limit at 3?
Well, limited 3, we can approve in the office. Anything above that, you gentlemen have to
correct.
Approve.
Yeah. So if you've got 3 or less, then just, and they're not county employees.
Correct.
Right?
One of them I'll have one of them I'll have to forget about because he is a county employee.
I think that's what we said was limit 3, you guys make determination, not county employee. If it's county employee or more than 3, come to us.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all they can get is 3 loads. That's it. Period.
Yep.
Unless you guys want to come
unless
to
you
us.
Come to us.
Yeah, okay. We've got one there at Tennessee Mills.
Jerry. Right.
And that makes sense.
That one's been approved, I think, already. So.
Yeah, but I've got him 3 loads, but I need to ask if I can take more to him. There at Cobble's Garage, he's got a large hillside behind him, and we can dump there all we want.
I mean, do we have any other dirt agreements in that area?
All right there, we haul to Forsyth. We can now take
you haul from past it from to Forsyth?
At times because we put our 3 in and we couldn't.
Well, if you do that, then I'm
concerned. As long as it's convenient, is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, my thing is if there's nobody else in the area and you're hauling extra far, then just dump them.
Yeah,
okay.
It's saving us money.
That's,
that's what I'm looking is. I just don't want to have one dirt agreement where And we have three options, and we've given this guy 20 loads, and
yes.
No one else has got three. So
yes. We try to go to the closest spot. The only place we got that's close is Forsyth.
Yep.
But you're coming a long distance, see?
Yes. We're trying to utilize everything as close as possible.
The last item I got is Copeland. We've got a drainage issue, and I've got a solution to fixing it. Don't cost very much, and I'm looking to use a sewer easement. This guy has a problem with water running on him, and he's built the berm. There was a berm before the sewer project. The contractor put the berm back. The problem is the water's continuing on down the road and affecting the next house down. There is a sewer easement across this gentleman. And I've asked the sewer department and the...
Is this Cope's property over here?
Yeah, that's Cope's property over there. And he's pretty much fine. He's about got this seated back to where he likes it. The water is crossing here and affecting this over here. There is a sewer easement on this gentleman's property that I can make a shallow open ditch to get the water off the road. And
what do they want? Shallow ditch?
That was the only easiest solution to fixing that.
I talked
to the homeowner at one time about that, but I wasn't sure I could use the
Did you talk to them? Did you talk to Cope?
I talked to Cope, and I talked to the resident across there.
I just think make it right.
Okay. We've got... That's down here.
Yes.
We got issues. You be very, very careful about the way we end up in this project.
That's the reason I'm bringing this. Right. You know what we're dealing with right here, and this is just one little spot.
We don't need. I'm almost going to say that we need to wait for a while on that. We've got a situation in that area, and I'd just soon wait till. We're not going to, this drainage issue is the main part of it's probably over with as far as, I mean, it can't get much worse than it has been for the last few days.
Right.
We've got a situation that I would just soon wait on. We may have a contractor involved and everything else here.
I'm not sure I know, but if we need to wait, we need to wait. If could we wait an extra couple of weeks? I mean, we've got some executive sessions and coming up that...
Yeah.
If it has something to do with contract for litigation, like that, you can tell me then.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's wait then, Randy. I think is what I'm. If that was,
I'd rather have a better solution.
I'm going to defer to Danny here because he knows some information.
I'd rather have a better solution at the end with all. I'd rather have a better solution at the end with all agreement than to have what we've got mixed in here. So you, that's just one opinion.
Well. They're not going to be able to get to it right now anyway with all these other things they got to fix. So
that's good enough for me, whatever you guys think. But I'd rather wait till after we get through this other deal.
Let's just wait.
Okay.
Don't forget about it. Bring it up, I think, within 2 weeks, and we'll be able to probably have answers.
That's all I got.
The cattle guard at Oak Cheese Plant, we have enough material at the shop. Various steel, we will build an 8x12, and we'll probably start it maybe a 15-inch.
So the cross will be 12 feet.
The cross will be 8 feet, be 12 foot long, 12 foot wide,
mm-hmm.
And then it'll be 8 foot cross. The one in the back is 8x16, but we'll go with 8x12. So we got the material for it.
I'm a little concerned about that. Of course, we probably all the cattle guards are probably that. We try to eliminate as many as we can.
Right.
But 12 foot on a county road.
Well, the center one's 12 foot. The one that's existing now is wider than 12 foot of concrete.
I didn't measure it out of.
I'm sure it's not over 12 feet.
I didn't
the center one's 12
feet. Okay.
And then the very back one is 16.
Yes. 16.
We can get across it with a.
That's all the way back.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. I'm a little concerned about the 12 feet. If you can make it bigger,
would
you
like to go, okay.
Make it 16 at least for the plows. And
what materials we have if we can.
Yeah. You pile up where you come to and you pile up snow and all those things, just the 12 is concerned to me.
Okay. We'll try to make it 16. My next question is down there at Thunder Road, the east side of it that forced out, took the pavement away. I would like to start the Isabel Bridge across here.
That's what that is.
If you can get this approved by FEMA, I'm ready to go ahead. We'll get it. We'll put it on the thing.
The rest of those two jobs. That's good. That's for Nick. Existing material there within a quarter mile. We'll file all that on base days. We've got all that material, so it would be a minimal.
Randy, do you gentlemen have anything else at this time?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, I just had to get past that one.
David?
I don't have anything. We're just working on the flood damage and stuff.
Do you always talk this much, David?
Yes, sir.
And blasted rope. We have got it passing.
Excellent.
Good.
It is passing.
Good.
There is excess material up there. It used on it, and it used just what was there.
We're also going to have more discussion about that. If you noticed letters in your boxes this morning.
Excellent. I haven't been upstairs to see my letters. Mm-hmm. I love them.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. I'll try to schedule you guys sometime in a couple of weeks for an update, or 10 days to 2 weeks on flood damage repair and all that. Any of that stuff like that that you're talking about needs to be FEMA related. Okay.
I just didn't know if we could start it before they look at it and all.
Well, if we got no, I didn't want to do that.
Before you know. Okay.
We did that once before and we got burned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Before you make a motion to go into an executive session, let's talk about what happens, how long we're going to be there. Can we postpone part of that to a time specific, because we know that there are other individuals here that are interested in bid awards, so that we can get to that sooner rather than later? I know we have a gentleman here that's waiting that's going to be in executive session.
Right.
For contractual and personnel, but...
Okay, what the others, can we go ahead and... amend the agenda, or
well, there's no time specifics. I got to ask Mark, and I can step out, and we got to talk to Linda, see if she's ready to, because she's going to be here at the 9:45 mark. I think is what Nikki had tentatively gave her from a timeline. She allowed 15 minutes here, 15 minutes there, I believe, or 15 and 30, making this a 9:45 type timeline.
Can you ask if she could have Linda here sooner so that we can address these individuals that, since they're already here? I would like to go into session with, is it Rice or Reese?
Reese.
I should have known that.
If she's posted at 9:45, or
we're not posted.
We posted at 8:30 and then stacked it, but... internally, we kind of said be ready around the 9:45 based off of our agenda forms. That's why she kind of had 9:45.
And we'll make that adjustment later, but on bid awards, we need to have time specific. And and it's not her fault.
Well, I think we've done that, and then we've also told her, don't do that.
On bid awards. I'm not talking about general discussion. And it's not her fault. It's our fault for not telling her that.
I think they're getting her. I just got an email saying they're getting her. So we're going to, since there's no time,
let me just have 5 minutes here real fast. So Linda's on her way.
What are you gentlemen's druthers here? Then I would entertain a motion to amend the... I know they're all posted for 8:30, and there's no specific one before the other, but...
Do you want a motion?
Amended agenda then.
No, just...
If they're all posted at the same time, we can bring up what we'd rather. We will wait, gentlemen, for the young lady to get here and then move forward.
Okay.
Just before I came down, I read this letter. Have you all, did you check your boxes to?
No, I have not.
Read this?
Nope.
I read it.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
Dan, you say you saw it.
Dan, you're going to contact the Corps regarding this
cul-de-sac
piece of property at the end of Cotton Road, Rock Run.
Randy, you'll have to keep a reminder from
Randy.
Your office. Contact the Corps on that. I'll work with them on that cul-de-sac. Said we had a 100-foot easement there in places.
Oh, it's most of them could have been a 100-foot roadway easement, but 120-foot diameter for calls. Oh, on that map?
On that map. But you know how that fence runs so squirrely down through there?
I don't remember if there's any fence on that.
Now, this is not where I've seen this, but this.
Let's stand in recess for the next few minutes until staff arrives.